Hi, I'm Tom Evans, author of This We Know, and I'm delighted today to be speaking to one of the first readers, Sheila Jones. How are you, Sheila?
I'm great, thank you, Tom.
And thank you so much for buying the book and reading it. Did you buy the print version or the Kindle version?
I bought the Kindle one.
Oh, you did. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Only because I was impatient.
Oh, yeah, and it's straight there, isn't it? Which is always great. And I made it only 99p or 99 cents if you're in America, so make it a really easy decision. Yeah. But tell me, so the whole point of This We Know is to, I guess, just to challenge as humans what we think we know, what we don't know, and most importantly, what we could know and what sort of world we could live in. That was my motivation behind it. So let me ask you, what do you know?
Nothing.
You know nothing. That's great.
Yeah. When you actually drill down to it, I don't know anything. Anything I think about and drill down to how do I know it? What is my proof for it? How can I trust anything that tells me such is something is so?
Yeah.
Ends up being ain't so.
Oh, isn't that great? So what don't you know? If you know what you know what you don't know, do you know what you don't know? I'm wrapping myself up in loops now. So you know you don't know anything. So what don't you definitely know?
I don't know what I think I know, I actually do know.
Right.
There's lots of things I think I know. I think I know that we're on a planet. I think I know that the planet goes round the sun. Yeah. I think I know that we're part of something absolutely mega ginormous beyond the size that we can even begin to imagine.
Yeah.
I think I know that the sky is blue a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I think I know that if I touch this table, I'm touching something solid. But what's my perception of solid? What's my perception of seeing you? How is I look at the screen and something happens in my brain and I get a picture, but how do I know if that's the same as what you're seeing?
Yeah, how do we know that when you see blue, I see the same blue, even though we call it blue?
Exactly.
Right.
But at this particular moment, what do I know? And what I do know is that as our society is at the moment, we are taking out of the earth stuff that we can't put back.
Okay, yeah.
I know that for sure.
Yeah.
I know that since the first little man decided that instead of hacking down a tree and burning that, he found this stuff that was like coal that he couldn't replace, and he started using that. Ever since then, we've been taking out of the earth stuff that we can't put back. And the other thing I know is that we all know that. And the other thing I know is that we're just not looking at it. And I don't understand why. I don't see why we're not seeing that we can't go on. People witter on to me and they say, oh, well, you know, we can go off to another planet and get the stuff there. Or they say, well, we'll find other things. We'll run out of oil, but we'll find some other way. It'll be atomic, or we'll somebody's making energy out of the air, or, you know, nuclear fission. We never knew about that. We found that. We'll find something else that replaces it. But the simple fact is that at some point, we will run out of resources. And we seem to have a massive selfishness that I don't understand. Why was it, when that first man dug up that first bit of coal and burnt it, what do you think? Was he thinking that eventually we'll run out of coal? I don't think he did. I don't think he thought about it at all. And on a bigger scale, I'm not thinking about it. You're not thinking about it.
No, we're sitting here burning lights and using electricity, aren't we?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then we go to, which I go to, absolutely. Well, okay, I could stop burning lights, I could stop doing it, but it's not going to make any difference. So the thing that's popped into my mind, and which is chewing away at my brain, is that the only way this is going to happen is for us to set a date to say, right, beyond that date, we will stop extracting and mining of any sort. And when you think about it, and I'm not going to go into it here, but when you think about it, that's quite possible. Almost everything, we could either do it differently or not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything. And we've already got two great advantages, which caveman didn't have. One, we've got a huge pool of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
which he didn't have. And secondly, we've already taken out a load of stuff, so we could recycle it.
That is true. So rewind forward, let's say, by 20 or 25 years. What sort of world would you like to know then?
I would like to see a world in which we, because I think that one of the big problems with us is that we're living in denial. I think there is a deep sense of denial about this, because if anybody thinks about it, they say, yeah, well, you're right, but what can I do about it? So I think there's a great denial. So if we were, it's like when you, it would be the lifting of this burden that I think is hanging down over us without realizing it. And I think it, that burden would be lifted. I think if somebody, not an Obama, but somebody else came and said, right, come on, everybody, 2025, 2030, I don't know, whatever the date is, we're going to stop it. What do we have to do?
Wow.
And how do we do it? And one of the things, I think we have to have a financial carrot and stick. So we have to make it very dear to extract things. And we've got to have the carrot would be that we tax stuff, or we put a charge on. People don't like the word tax. But if you continue to mine, then, for instance, petrol, we immediately double the price. And then we get it up to about £1,000 a litre, I reckon, by the end of that period of time. And that money is then put back into how do we new technologies. You know, Tom, you know that all around the world people come up with wonderful ideas of how we can do things differently and sustainably, but they don't make economic sense. If you make it more difficult and more expensive to mine, you shift the economic balance, it becomes viable, and it all works out. I reckon we could do it. I reckon we could do it in 10 years if we had to.
Well, that's a blink of an eye, isn't it?
Yeah. I could definitely do it in 20.
Fabulous.
But it needs either, and I don't know the way to do it. Maybe it's a drip, 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 so I'm going to start dripping. Maybe it's somebody will put the hand up and say, come on, everybody. I don't know. But I think that that's one of the things. I think this living in denial is a silent pressure that we're all under, because everybody I talk to says the same thing. Yeah, you're right, but what can I do about it? And that's not the way to live.
Well, you know what, Sheila? I'm honoured to be sharing a journey on Spaceship Earth with you right now. And I'm going to make a gesture to help out with this. I'm going to switch this light off. There you go. So I'm just saving a little bit of that fossil fuel. Been great to talk to you today. And I'm looking forward to that world that we're all going to know very shortly. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye, Tom.